Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the conference call of home24 SE. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. As a reminder, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulty seeing the conference, please press star key followed by zero on your telephone for operator assistance. May I now hand you over to Marc Appelhoff, CEO, who will lead you through this conference. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us this morning, one day before Christmas. We hope you're all safe and already getting into the holiday mood. We've got a little present for ourselves yesterday, and we want to share today why we're so excited about this opportunity and also why we think you know the acquisition and the joint opportunity is one of those rare situations where one plus one truly delivers more than two, both through revenue synergies by tapping into each other's assortment and most importantly, customer base as well, but also because not only the private label assortments of the two brands complement each other perfectly, also especially the management teams are a great fit and one of the key rationales. We all look forward to proving to all of you, to us, the potential over the coming years. Together, the combined company already today combines revenues of more than 700 million and is a you know, strong signal that we aspire to continue to outgrow the market and create the leading online destination for home and living, despite now also becoming an active offline player through the Butlers stores. To recap where we left off when we last spoke in the context of the Q3 earnings presentation. Home24 this year and also through last year has been on a very strong growth trajectory, proving the scalability of our model and especially also the reliability of our platform, delivering platform efficiencies not only in financials, but especially also in consistently high and increasing NPS and also improving return rates. Zooming out, our market fundamentals remain highly attractive with 110 billion addressable volume in just our active markets today, with a still comparatively low online penetration compared to other verticals in home and living in the U.S. and the U.K. Even though during COVID, online penetration might have risen towards, you know, teens from the 10% pre-COVID, we're still at the early days of online home and living. We've always reiterated that the Home24 model will be complemented, and we will continue to invest very selectively into high purchase frequency assortment to build the destination that consumers visit frequently, to continue to roll out our go-to-market approach to best meet and convert customers' needs, especially in times where many of those are still looking for furniture offline, and also at the right time to look into country expansion selectively and grow our customer base that we can address. When we reiterated in the Q3 earnings call that we continue to invest along these terms, these long-term growth drivers, you will now not be surprised to learn that the Butlers acquisition is not just, you know, getting access to 100 stores. It's definitely not that. We could have rolled out 100 stores with our own power in a quite short timeline, as we've proven that we can operate showrooms profitably on our own as well. Butlers is a unique high-margin private label love brand. It's a direct-to-consumer business that is rolling out 3,000 products plus a year, and it operates offline shops profitably that help build this love brand. Butlers does not do any other marketing today and is a highly renowned brand to all the consumers that like to visit Butlers on a regular basis. Butlers is also already active in nine non-DACH markets through a scalable franchise model that can spearhead our expansion into these countries at the right time. Now let's zoom into the Butlers acquisition deal and the rationale behind it. As you know, Home24 is especially strong in furniture, so it's high baskets but low purchasing frequency in general. Butlers, on the contrary, is very strong in decoration items and accessories, so low baskets with a very high purchase frequency. So it lies on the hand that Home24 online and Butlers offline complement each other perfectly and together will generate massive synergy potential that we are excited to work on together. We've always committed to meet our customers where we can best win them, no matter if online or offline, and to ensure the Home24 platform has always the right and inspiring offering to create long-term customer relationships. So when we look at the deal rationales, let's start with the most important base for the future. It's always about the team. Now, the Butlers team comes with great complementary skills. Wilhelm Joosten as the founder is not the only excellent manager in Butlers. There's many colleagues that we look forward to become an integral part of the Home24 group. Obviously, taking care of leveraging Butlers within the group, but also tapping into the huge potential of joint private label sourcing and, you know, complementing each other's skill sets. Wilhelm will for sure become an integral part of the Home24 management team and steer the future strategy together with us. If we then move over to the assortment, this is really something Home24 has already over the last quarters communicated that, you know, we will and continue to invest into a assortment that makes Home24 the destination for online home and living, the destination where also for impulse purchases and for seasonal inspiration, consumers tap into on a regular basis. The Butlers design team, you know, calls itself a creative factory of designs and ideas, and it's delivering more than 3,000 new products per year to surprise and inspire the core customer group and the fan base of Butlers. And today they can only primarily be reached through the Butlers stores and the Butlers online platform. In the future, these private label skills on the assortment side will ideally complement Home24's private label skills in the large furniture items. Yeah, so also in the future, we now leapfrog the development that typically when we enter a new category, we first list third-party products of home textiles, decoration, accessories, as we've done this year. But now we already bring in a highly profitable, high-margin private label team and private label expertise through Butlers. And together, both assortments enable us to communicate inspirational home environments throughout the season. Yeah, just taking Christmas for an example, Home24 never was strong in communicating Christmas authentically with large furniture. Yeah, we now have access to the entire Christmas world of Butlers, and for sure the seasonal promotion calendar next year will look much more inspirational and relevant to our consumers. If we move to the channels that Butlers is active in, yeah, so I think it's very important to understand that Butlers already generates around about 25% of its revenues online. But next to that, they also operate three profitable offline channels. And this is at the core of the deal rationale as well. Yeah, it's own retail with around about 100 stores in German-speaking countries. And then 32 franchise stores operated by franchise partners in 9 further European countries with zero risk, zero capex, yeah, it's all in the franchise partner's hands. And the third is a wholesale business where Butlers caters to other retailers and brings, you know, shop-in-shop or white-label assortment for scale, for margin, but also for relevance. And in the future, we will integrate Home24 showrooms in selected Butlers stores. We will leverage the 40 million visitors they have a year and bring furniture assortment to the Butlers fan base. And we already have identified more than a dozen of Butlers stores that in the current retail environment have more than sufficient space to accommodate a Home24 showroom without extra rental payments. The Home24 showrooms that we operate today, 10 at the moment, are also profitable, So we're basically combining two profitable models to complement each other and, yeah, create synergies, which is really an exciting development. And we're very curious of how that will evolve in the next quarters. But also, you know, making that point again of getting retail exposure and also, you know, rental exposure for Home24, the combined store revenue of the Butler stores for the group will be only at around 10%. So in no way are we now becoming an offline retailer. We continue to look at the best solution to bring the Home24 platform to play and to acquire customers where we can best meet them. And we were really convinced when, you know, learning more about the skills and the Butler's value proposition, because it's truly unique. It's unique in a way that Butler's has built a retail format around the set table and around discovery versus searching at high profitability. Yeah? So this is increasing economics in stores as the rent is increasing constantly over the years, but also it's unique in a way where any customer entering a Butler store or entering the web shop is not thinking about whether they want to buy something. They're thinking that they're coming with the intention to buy, and it's only a question of what they want to discover. They want to be surprised. And the estimated 40 million visitors each year in stores in non-COVID times is basically all accessible new customers for the joint offering. Yeah, so Home24 will obviously add the most important private label furniture assortment to the Butler's stores, to the Butler's website, and at the same time, we will use the Home24 offline expertise and performance marketing expertise to tap into the opportunity to regularly engage with more than 40 million visitors. When we initially started the discussions, the first contact again at the beginning of the year with Wilhelm was a pitch that our CMO Sascha and myself thought about and said, you know, how can we tap into that online offline potential? Because online penetration is just a slow bullet in home and living compared to other verticals. And we basically approached Wilhelm and said, hey, if we can distribute our magazines into your stores, we'll give you a 25 euro CPO for each order generated with that. Yeah, and then we, you know, basically he called back and said, hey, wow, that's interesting. It really seems that we have a complementary base here. Let's think bigger. Let's think broader. So, yeah, late summer we started discussing of what the true benefit potential could look like, and it just grew. Yeah, so and in terms of the brands, we truly believe that both brands should and will remain active as consumer destinations because they already operate profitable, and we expect significant synergies both in revenues and also in scale efficiencies already in 2022 without large integration efforts. We've identified obviously considerable initiatives and potential that we'll start to work on. We will only include those into our 2022 guidance after closing at the end of Q1, but just to hint at the main areas of synergies that we expect. So Butler's supplies home accessories to Home24 customers, where today we don't offer those accessories or offer them through third parties. Home24 supplies furniture to Butler's customers, where today, you know, 40 million visitors think about their home and creating a hospitable and a caring home. And there's even, you know, tables in each store because the tabletop is decorated there. But Butler's is not offering the large furniture today. Both brands will make optimal use of a combined online-offline sales channel and the shared customer base. Yeah, we're thinking of quick wins in CRM and how we can create loyal customers for each other. by promotions, and we will share a club idea coming next year as well. And we will obviously also do best practice sharing, especially in terms of capabilities. Yeah, so we've got a scalable logistics in Home24. We've rolled out our own two-man handling delivery service that we can both use. We can make Butler's access our tech stack, data, and performance marketing. Yeah? Again, Butler's does not do any online performance marketing today. Yeah, so there's vast opportunities, not even speaking about the purchasing economies of scale. In terms of deal terms, as disclosed in the ad hoc and the press and the press release last night, we signed yesterday evening. The closing is planned for Q2 based on year-end accounts, and we first also need to complete antitrust clearance in Germany and Austria, which should not be a problem. I think it's very interesting and notable to look at the share deal that Wilhelm Joosten has agreed with Home24. He's converted 25% of his shareholding in Butler's into Home24 shares with a four-year lockup and at an 18 euro Home24 share price. Now, obviously, there's some security compared to the average share price in the last 2 months, but this is a very, very clear sign that both Wilhelm and us believe that the combination of the two businesses will deliver lasting benefits, yeah, and we'll have a lot of fun together. We've structured the deal in a way that the cash component is reflecting the high profitability and unique direct-to-consumer asset scarcity value of Butler's, but also that we basically have a fair risk profile in the current market environment, having structured a significant earn-out portion to reflect this current market situation and risk profile. So it's, we believe, a very fair and future-oriented deal for both sides, where both parties commit to creating something bigger together. The purchase price is structured also in a way that the group's future cash generation can pay for a significant part of the purchase price. Yeah, with estimated 40 million of outflow during 2022, while the combined business is already yielding profits and synergies to partly compensate for that outflow. And yeah, it's very important to Philip and myself to have planned this combination in this acquisition in a way that we retain more than sufficient liquidity buffers, also for more pronounced working capital swings of the group, given that Butler's, in a similar way that Home24, but even more pronounced than Home24, has a strong summer business and a strong Q4 with a Christmas. Yeah, so especially Q4 is generating a lot of synergies, but the working capital throw is in the late summer. And always remembering that the group plans to continue to operate profitably, at least on an adjusted EBITDA basis going forward, and most likely with the profit boost coming from the acquisition and the combined potential, structurally profitable going forward. Yeah? And in no ways we're giving guidance today. We will do that at the end of Q1, and we'll also not comment on current trading today. To keep the focus on the key business news that is today. Yeah. So in sum, we are excited to further take up speed in the development towards a leading billion-plus platform in home and living, and leapfrog our development, especially in the high impulse purchase private label assortment, and in the offline customer acquisition. If you just zoom out and think what it would cost us to acquire 40 million repeat and recurring visitors in the online world, that alone is a massive boost for our combined future business. And we continue to remain excited about the big picture opportunity, where we have a upside potential of 2 to 3 times still coming from online penetration, now fueled also with an offline customer acquisition channel, where the Home24 group is committed to continue to outperform the market in terms of growth, acknowledging that the total market in our markets has a difficult year, but we don't. So we are very committed to showing that we will continue to take market share. And lastly, also by further increasing our addressable market and entering new sales channels and new countries at the right time. And we're very excited to share today how Butlers will pay into all these growth drivers of the long-term Home24 opportunity. And with that, let's open up for a very focused Q&A. And again, as a reminder, we will not comment on current trading. We've spoken about that in the Q3 earnings release. So I would highly encourage to focus on the acquisition and the deal logic so that we can concentrate on these facts today. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question for our speaker, please dial 0 and 1 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you find your question is answered before it is your turn to speak, you can dial 0 and 2 to cancel your question. If you're using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 0 and 1 on your telephone keypad. And we received the first question. It is from Hendrik Colonetti, Jefferies. Your line is now open.
Yes, thanks for taking my questions. Maybe two. The first one is on branding. Did I understand correctly that you will keep the Butlers and the Home24 brand? And the second thing is about synergies. Could you give us like a more detailed view on the synergies, like how much you would expect for the next years? Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you. So in terms of branding, we will keep both brands and we will combine our go-to-market approaches in a way that we can, generate cross-selling and a joint customer acquisition. Yeah, so very, very likely we will create a joint customer loyalty program. We will co-locate in the stores. So, yeah, as mentioned already, a dozen of the Butler stores will be able to host Home24 showrooms without any extra rent. So we plan to obviously co-brand those stores so that the consumers also see the Home24 presence in there. And all the rest will be left to our branding experts. But Butlers is a love brand and has a strong customer base. So in no way do we not plan to continue with that brand. And also on the Home24 platform, when listing the Butlers assortment, they will be listed under the Butlers brand. Yeah, so we will definitely continue the brand. In terms of synergies, I gave you the lowest hanging fruits, basically, in the four buckets of cross-listing furniture on Butlers, cross-listing assortment on Home24, jointly doing online marketing for the group and also especially for Butlers, tapping into the offline potential in the Butlers stores. And we won't give any numbers today, but the deal logic included, very conservative estimates for revenue and EBIT impact in the double-digit millions. And we're very excited to share more details with you in the future as we've, made a solid plan, and we will then share milestones and also a rollout plan together with our colleagues from Butlers, most probably at the end of Q1.
Thank you.
We have no further incoming questions, so I would like to hand back to the speaker.
Yes, thank you very much, and we wish you all, a calm holiday. Enjoy the quiet time. Philip Steinhäuser and myself remain disposable if you have any further follow-up questions, and we very much look forward to sharing the progress and sharing the fruits of this seed we now planted over the coming quarter. Thank you very much, and have a great day.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This conference has been concluded. You may disconnect.